Hello, my luscious ones. It's so nice to get the opportunity to just chat with you again in an update like this. I think this is probably my earliest ever monthly update. It sure seems like it's been a while since I've done one of these. I've enjoyed your participation on some of the polls that I've put out and your feedback and your take on things. I always find that so interesting and entertaining, and I always learn new things about the majority of you, and then the minority of you too, because sometimes I'll throw options out there that I'm like, no one's ever going to vote for these options, and always someone does, so I love those. There'll be more polls to come this month. I have been doing very well. Except for the pain in my ass. Yes, literally. I don't know what happened. I have this, I don't really know what it is. I haven't got it checked or anything, and I probably won't. It'll probably just go away, or it's a pulled muscle, or people say it's sciatica, your sciatic nerve that I guess I've heard of it, but I never really knew what it was. And yeah, it's apparently a pain in the ass and the leg and the back. It's more a pain in my ass and sometimes my leg. It just started a couple of days ago. I think I know what caused it. Like, I don't have any of the typical, I guess, ailments that might cause something like that. I'm self-diagnosing here. I know. I'm not too worried about it. I'm sure it'll pass quickly. I did do this new workout, and I have this like very long part of my couch or sofa, whatever you want to call it, seat, and it's like the bigger part where you can fit two people or snuggle. And I'm a very, as you may know, affectionate, touchy, love to cuddle and be close type of person. So I always choose to sit on that part so that I can eventually get snuggled, at least where there's like enough space for two people. But it does have this like hard hump or ridge on the edge of it. And that's often where I end up kind of reclining on. It's not like a lazy boy or anything. It's just a long seat. It's hard to, like an L, I guess. And for the past, I don't know, however many evenings that I was on there, my whole left sort of ass cheek would fall asleep on this really hard hump of this couch. I don't know why it's like that. It's not that old of a couch. Maybe it is. And then all of a sudden, like yesterday morning, I woke up with this really terrible pain in my ass. And I just, I'm constantly, when I move around, just going, oh, my ass. Oh, fuck my ass. Because it really hurts. And he'll be like, you might not want to keep saying that all the time. And I found myself even like getting out of my car and going, oh, fuck my ass. It sounds so, yeah, just typical Lacey. Even right now, as I'm recording this monthly update, I'm only trying to sit, like, leaning towards the right, like, sitting on my right ass cheek so I don't put too much pressure on my left ass cheek. Again, I'm sure it'll be fine. And at least I know if I need any volunteers to help give me an ass massage, I know exactly where I can look for some. I see vicarious hands going up all over the place. So I appreciate that. What else? There was something funny that I was just thinking about when I was saying, oh my, oh yeah. I have been recently watching a few episodes of a new, I think it's a series. I don't know how far I'm into it, but it's a series on Netflix with Arnold Schwarzenegger, and it's called FUBAR. And it was just so funny because in one of the scenes, he is using the term cuckolding or cuckold, and he keeps saying it. I'm getting cuckolded. She's cuckolding me. I'm a cuckold now. That's my Arnold impression, by the way. And I just was laughing so hard, just the way he says it with his Austrian accent. And he kept saying it, and like his partner or something was like, I think you're using that word wrong. You might want to look it up. And then the next scene or the next episode or something, he's like, yeah, I looked up cuckolding. I vowed using it wrong or whatever. It was so funny. But he still uses it throughout the show. And just me and my Lacey, I just found that really hilarious. I found myself saying it in Arnold mode like the rest of the night. As you can tell, that's like the excitement of my last few evenings, just laying on the hard hump of the couch until my ass falls asleep watching Netflix. All right. I'm going to switch modes here and tell you what's coming up or some of the things that I'm working on or wanted to get done. I am going to put out a poll to ask what series you want me to continue on with this month. As you know, I have so many and I just randomly pick, but I thought this month I'll let you guys pick. It's going to be a poll with both the exclusive series and some of my early release series, and just pick as many as you like, which ones are your favorites, and I'll try and fit some of those in this month. I also got some good feedback and tips from partnering or talking with some other erotic creators. One of them was around Discord. I've been wanting to, you know, get back into doing some fun things in Discord, some live things, changing up my Discord a bit so that it's a little easier to be more interactive in there as much as I can, I guess. So this month, I'm working on something that I believe will help with Discord events. And I want to have two Discord events. So we're going to ease in back into them and see how things go. One is going to be a game night, because Discord has these new games that you can play in the chat rooms that they offer that I was playing around with the other night with some of the moderators, and some of them were really fun, although I did play chess, but we're not going to play chess. Never, don't worry about that. It's like a two-person game, and I'm horrible at that. Don't ask me to do strategy. I don't think that far ahead, but they have some other fun games, so I'm going to try that one night, and then I just want to have like a general dirty gab session about, I think I want the theme this month to be masturbation. So just to talk about that, I have some questions. I always have curious questions about masturbation, and you may have questions. And so we're going to do that. The game night will probably come first, because the games are only around for a limited time, or I think you have to subscribe or pay for them afterwards. So I want to test them out. If we like them and they're fun, then I have no problem subscribing or keeping them up for the long term if we want to have some fun game nights. And there's other things too, like there's even a way you can watch YouTube now within Discord and just watch something. It can't be dirty, because YouTube doesn't really have dirty, but something we could watch together or comment on or laugh together with, because, you know, if I can't have fun orgasming, then I want to have fun laughing my head off. Those are my two favorite things. So that's what we'll be doing in Discord. And then I will have some other polls this month. Some other audios, of course, not just the series continuations, but whatever other naughtiness comes to my head. Like I said, I'm working on cleaning up my Discord, cleaning up my Patreon tiers a bit as well, just visually a bit. I'm not deleting anything or anything like that. Those are the big things. If you have any suggestions or anything you're dying to hear, then certainly you could comment on the poll that I'm going to put out along with this audio, or a theme you're dying to hear that I might not have done in a while, then let me know that as well, and I will try and see what I can do. about squeezing stuff in. Yeah, so I have a pretty productive month ahead planned for audios and updates all over and new Discord stuff. It's so funny. Like, I taught myself how to do so much in this line of work, like technical things that before doing all of this, I'd just barely dabbled with. And now I am relatively proficient in most things, I would say. Well, except for this month. And I just wanted to share how I had one of like my own bimbo moments where for a couple of weeks straight, every time I'd go to use my laptop, it would not recognize my microphone. So I'd just be recording silence and I'd have to go in the settings and troubleshoot and get it to recognize my microphone. Even if I'd, you know, just temporarily sleep my laptop or step away, I'd come back and I'd have to re-troubleshoot for my microphone. And I was getting really fed up with it and couldn't understand what was wrong. And then one day I just looked down at my keyboard and I noticed this little light on one of the keys that has the microphone symbol on it, and as well as that, you know, like don't or prohibited circle with the line through signal. And yeah, that whole time for those 2 weeks, apparently I deliberately had the mute microphone button pressed down on my keyboard and I had no idea. I was troubleshooting all the time because I literally had muted it. The things that I'm still learning as I go. On a sexier note, though, I usually take care of my own grooming of my pussy myself, and especially with the pandemic and stuff, I just kind of got used to doing it myself, and it's something I always do. I like to stay well-groomed. Like, I don't... Men probably don't get this as much. Maybe you do in other aspects and you can put it in the comments, but I don't really like going to this random salon and then stripping down there and having wax with people all around all the time. And usually they're very busy and it's just not a very comforting, relaxing place. I get my eyebrows done and all of that stuff there, which is fine, but something about getting everything done at like a mall salon, it's not welcoming. So anyways, a friend of mine said that there's an lady that she goes to that does it out of her home, and she used to do it out of a salon, and she's great, and she's in our area. And oh my God, she was great. She was a lovely lady, really well set up for this in her home, very private space, and just made it really easy to do everything, like full Brazilian, easy, comfortable, and definitely 10 out of 10 will go back. Yeah, I thought that would be a nice topic to leave you off with. This me sitting here, bare from hull to hull, ready to be used by, well, cocks and anything else you've got handy. Now I'm getting turned on. Okay. And like, I feel like I'm, yeah. See, now I'm kind of salivating because I start thinking about cocks being used in my... First, I was thinking of my nice, slick pussy or ass, but then I go to thinking of in my mouth, and I just, start practically drooling to start sucking cock. But we'll save that for the audios to come this month, my luscious ones. Thank you for your support and encouragement and feedback and everything that you give to me. I know I say this 100 times, but I will say it every month. I am lucky as fuck to have you all listening to me and supporting me and letting me do what I do. I love you all so very, very much. Have a spectacular month of June. Bye for now. my luscious ones, Lacey.